Welcome to a 5-minute focus on engagement. This is our second series of podcasts with a focus on engagement in the era of COVID-19. This series explores our industry in a new environment. We break down challenges and opportunities to help keep your community content, engaged, and your project on track. My name is Amanda McHale, Senior Consultant at Vexcom, and I'm here with Rebecca Spencer, our Founder and Principal Consultant. And today's topic is leading your team in a crisis. Hey, Beck.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. Now, we know that there's lots of different types of leadership, but I was wondering, you're in quite a unique position as a leader and also the owner of a business. I was wondering if you can talk us through some of the challenges that you think we're facing.
Sure. And look, I think leadership, no matter what form it takes, is absolutely crucial at this time, whether you're running a business or leading a team. It's really, really important. You know, I think it makes us stop and it makes us reassess our strategy and it makes us adjust our behaviour as well as leaders. So there is some opportunity in all of this, really.
What kinds of strategies would you suggest to other leaders in these times?
Yeah, look, there's a few things I would say. Number one is, I think, keeping frequent and consistent one-on-ones with your team, whether that's a daily call or a FaceTime catch-up. It's just that consistency that you're able to keep tabs on what your team's up to and the way they're feeling, you know, both in their job and also in their personal life as well. Secondly, I would create a norm that cameras are on, and I know we've had some pretty hilarious outcomes and some pretty good stories of partners and kids in the background. But I think having the cameras on, it's what we're used to. We're used to seeing each other's faces. We can help build that trust, make things a bit more normal as such if you're talking face-to-face with your colleagues. Thirdly, I would be very careful about the way we communicate with our teams, especially when we're writing. We don't want things to be misinterpreted, and they can be. You know, it's different when you're over email and more regularly than in face-to-face environments. So I think it's really something to be careful of, and know that everyone's overloaded with information at the moment. They're reading the news, watching the news. So I think simple and communication that's really considered is paramount. Number four, I would say that creating some sort of engagement strategy or a communication strategy for your team is really important. How you're going to communicate and when you're going to communicate with your team, especially if you've got a big team. I think that's really important. And lastly, I would also create deliberate connections with your team. So, don't rely on a meeting or your daily scheduled catch-up. Drop them a line regularly and also keep in touch with your network outside of your team as well to know what's going on in the industry is also really important. We shouldn't sort of isolate ourselves more than we already have to be. So they're kind of my tips. But of course, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach there. I think that, it has to be suited to your team and the environments that you're in.
I have to just add that the team that I've recently joined on a major infrastructure project has really kind of showcased some really great leadership during this time. I had only just joined just a few weeks before everyone was kind of directed to work from home, which was kind of a scary and unfamiliar kind of place to be when you're brand new and sort of settling into a team. And things like having that daily one-on-one and a team huddle every morning just to get together and touch base it's made a huge difference in making sure that we still feel connected. And what's been interesting is the focus, it exists to kind of check in about work, but the focus has really been on mental well-being and making sure that our colleagues are doing okay, which has been a really nice thing to be a part of. We also, the head of the department that I work for, who probably manages about 300 staff, actually touched base with me personally last week just to check in and welcome me to the team. And I felt like that was really going above and beyond in terms of leadership, but it made a huge difference to making me feel like I was really part of the team. So that was such a good example.
That's such a great example of real true leadership. When you've got a team that's new but unsure and uncertain of what's going on. So what a great way to include you in the wider team.
All right, well, that's our 5 minutes up for today. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of A 5 Minute Focus on Engagement. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us through our website at www.bexcom.com.au. Also, if you're feeling generous, leave us a quick review and rating and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. This podcast is produced by Ben from beachshackpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time.